right now is the right time to hear the latest on the unmissed activities in the last 7 days. The mission spokesperson is Linda Tom. Good morning, Linda, and welcome to Miriah Breakfast Show.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. And thank you for making the time to join us this morning.
It is my pleasure.
All right. What is the latest now with unmissed activities in the country?
Well, I think top on everybody's mind is the escalating violence in Khartoum and how that is affecting people there, but also worries about how that's going to affect the situation in South Sudan. And as we know, this is causing a massive influx of returnees and Sudanese refugees into the country. And this is calling for urgent humanitarian intervention. On a personal note, I'm sure many of our listeners, including you and myself, you know, we have friends and family in Sudan right next door. We have colleagues who are stuck in Sudan. So we're following that situation quite closely. And if you can hear me, okay, can you?
Yes, I can.
I can tell you a little bit about some of our interventions and
yes.
How UNMISS is responding to this terrible situation. So we were very pleased to hear that the government of South Sudan has pledged to support the returnees and refugees fleeing from the ongoing conflict in Sudan. And the head of UNMISS, Nicholas Haysom, has commended South Sudan for welcoming all people fleeing the conflict in Sudan. But let me also talk about some of the recent activities that we've done in our field. As you know, we have 10 field offices across the country, and this is in addition to our presence in Juba. So through our protective role as the mission, on the 5th of May this week, a team of military, police, and civilian peacekeepers from UNMISS visited Panaquoch, and this is near the border area with Sudan in Unity State, and this was to assess the situation of returnees. Mm-hmm. The team coordinated with some Mongolian peacekeepers during their visit, and they spoke with the South Sudanese border area police commander and humanitarian aid workers, and they saw that as of the 4th of May, about over 1,000 returnees were recorded, and our humanitarians, who we work very closely with, have reported that tens of thousands of people are estimated to have fled to South Sudan since the fighting began in Khartoum. And just the observations of the team there said that lack of food, water, and limited access to transport are some of the major challenges that are facing new arrivals. So for UNMISS's part, you know, we stand hand in hand with our humanitarian partners and with the government in order to respond to the needs of people who are affected by the situation in Sudan.
All right. And so the latest is that there's the mediators are nowhere near a ceasefire. How do you see this continuing? How much more is this Sudan issue going to affect the country?
Well, you know, for right now, we're watching this very closely, and we stand ready to support people who have been affected, people who are coming through the borders, as South Sudan is doing this, as with many other countries. And, you know, our part as UNMISS is to support the government in this response. And for the sake of the people of Sudan, we hope that a peaceful resolution can be found, and so that people can return back to their homes, and that and that this dire situation can be resolved quickly.
Okay. Well, aside from this addressing the issue of returnees and the dire need of humanitarian aid, which other activities do you have?
Sure. So also this week, a high-level delegation led by the Deputy Special Representative to UNMISS, Guangsong, visited the Greater Pibor area. And we know this is an area, you know, that has experienced a conflict in the past months. So it was an opportunity for that delegation to meet with local communities and understand the current challenges. This is an area that is of high priority for UNMISS and that requires continued follow-up. I'd also like to highlight that the visiting delegation also included other representatives, our regional partners that are so important that we work hand in hand with. So that's the African Union, that's the IGAD and RJMAC. And we always feel that our response as UNMISS is more effective when we work with others and in close collaboration with the people of South Sudan. And stemming from that meeting, what they said during the visit is that lack of education facilities and basic services was identified as a big need for the community in the greater PIBOR administrative area. And this meeting included youth and women's representatives, in addition to local authorities who were speaking to the high-level delegation.
All right. And there's more, something happening in Central Equatoria with the women. Give us an update on that.
Oh, yes, yes, of course. That's a very, very important meeting. So this was also this week on the 8th and 9th of May, and UNMISS jointly with RJMAC, again, African Union, and the CITISAM organized a 2 days Women's Political Party Forum. And the theme was enhancing the role of women in the peaceful political transition of South Sudan. So this forum was aimed at strengthening the capacity of women political leaders, but also to give an opportunity for women to discuss political processes and the democratic transitions as we are in the last couple of months of the transition, and also in order to focus on enhancing the development of a tolerant and constructive political culture in South Sudan. And again, with the participation of the deputy SRSG Guang Sung, he stated that the forum is a step forward. So this is progress in advancing women's participation, and called for much more involvement in the political and decision-making processes at the national level, but also at the sub-national levels.
All right. Well, Linda, thank you so much for giving us an update on what's been happening. Do have a lovely weekend.
It is my pleasure. And I wish all our viewers a good weekend as well.
Thank you so much.